Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that is GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. This past weekend, I had a chance to visit with a Google Glass technician, actually several of them. Google held an event, a glass event, in Atlanta over the weekend for people to sign up to get a look at, to be able to touch, wear, and learn about this new technology that's actually not yet available to the general public. I do have glass, which I call Zim Glass, and I took it with me and got a lot of questions answered. How we might use this from a media standpoint is what I've been, exploring, testing out. That includes taking pictures, shooting video clips, and just seeing if there are some ways that this might fit into what we do as journalists when we go out and cover an event. Because one of the main features to me is the ability to do things from a hands-free standpoint. There's not a lot at the moment that glass does that I can't do with my phone, but I've got to have that in my hand for the most part. So I was glad to have this opportunity to be able to talk with somebody, get some suggestions and advice, and from everything from extending the battery life to how I might also be able to integrate what I'm doing through social media channels and that kind of thing. So if you follow AgWired in particular, you'll see some examples of some of the things that I've done with glass. There's a category on AgWired for glass, so that's easy to find, makes it easy to find it. So more to come on that as we keep the Zim Glass project going. Looking for some sponsors for that, by the way. If you're interested, just let me know. I would be happy to perhaps be on a program where I could demonstrate this technology and let you know what my impressions of it are so far. Turning to another event that I attended last week, that is the MapShots Customer Conference, an annual event that this company's been doing. They are based just north of Atlanta, and so this event was held in Atlanta at the Georgia Tech Conference Center. We had a great turnout from their customers, and this year they invited in a number of other companies to do presentations with whom they collaborate and work on ways to integrate their product or services into MapShots Ag Studio product, which is their primary product they have at this point. I conducted a lot of interviews, took a lot of photos, learned a lot more about some of the ways that this new technologies and software is making a difference in precision agriculture today. So I'm going to share a conversation with Ted Macy. He is the founder of MapShots, and he and his wife Nancy were there taking care of everybody very well. It was really just a very enjoyable event, as well as a very much a learning one. So let's learn about MapShots and the company, a little bit about its history, and get some perspective from its founder, Ted Macy. Ted, if I understand things right, you and I guess Nancy, your wife, kind of got this whole thing going.
Yeah, we did. That was a long time ago.
Well, it wasn't that long. When was that?
92 was when we started all of this venture.
So a lot of things have been introduced in this, you know, high-end technology. Now we call it precision agriculture, etc. Just give us a quick kind of look over that time period. What are some of the milestone moments for MapShots?
Probably the introduction of the Ag Leader Yield Monitor in 93 was when we got our hands on the first ones. 94 was a really big process for us, and that was really kind of the defining moment for us as to what our software was going to look like, what kind of functionality we were going to do, and the role that we were going to take on trying to be able to work with iron of any color.
Yeah. So you're, as I already had somebody say in an interview today, they're colorblind, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. We're one of the few companies out there that doesn't have, or one of the few products anyway, that doesn't have an in-the-box tie with some type of an iron solution.
Right. Well, the main product is called Ag Studio. And that was really the subject of a morning presentation here today. That's what I'd really like to talk about because it seems so comprehensive to me in terms of this suite of offerings that are packaged into it. Let's just start there and tell us a little bit about Ag Studio.
So we built it from the ground up to be a total crop record keeping solution. And we want to be able to handle precision ag data and conventional manually entered data all within the same data model. We want to be able to support business integration with landlord leases and those types of relationships. Profit mapping is an ultimate goal out of the system. It has a very strong precision ag component, being able to build variable rate seeding, fertilizing, nitrogen prescriptions, as well as more analytical for being able to do analysis of different attributes against yield and those kinds of things.
I think I just learned from one of your presenters here from AgSense, I believe, that is it AgSense variable rate irrigation?
It is. We actually introduced variable rate irrigation in about 2005, and at a time when there was a lot of support for it in the field. Then that kind of waned, but it's a very, very hot topic on it now. So we kind of brought back off what we had done, dusted it off a little bit, put it in some newer technology. The most exciting thing now is, as with the other field ops data, is that there are wireless opportunities to be able to get that information into and out of the machines that present completely different opportunities for us than we've had in the past.
Talking about that, just that data and the wireless transfer of it, in your presentation this morning, I was very interested in the subject of data transfer and privacy and how important that is to people today for a lot of reasons. Could you speak to that and how you handle or deal with that in MapShot?
When we are dealing directly with growers who are putting their database into our system, the data is owned by the grower, and we will not aggregate it outside of that database. We will not include their data in an aggregation within the database if they choose to opt out. If they opt in, then they have the opportunity to query at a macro level other kinds of information with other growers that have also opted in to share data within that database. A more significant segment of our customer base are service providers, each of who have their own database. In that scenario, the service provider is our customer. So as far as we're concerned, it's their data. And whatever relationships they have with their grower customers regarding that data is purely a contractual relationship between that service provider and that grower. And we do not interfere with the business between the provider and the grower.
Speaking of those companies, or partners, if you will, you have, I think it's nearly 9 different companies maybe here that are presenting that have some form of integration going on with MapShots. Talk a little bit about the development of these types of relationships and what that's bringing to Ag Studio.
It's something that we've worked towards for many years. It's been tough to make happen, and we've kind of hit a watershed moment within the industry in the last few months. There are several key players that have opened up their APIs to allow data sharing and data integration. And once those first big dominoes started to fall, we have companies that are now reaching out to us and asking if there's some way that they would be able to connect with Ag Studio in order to have their data exposed to the crop management system. It's been a really rewarding time. It's very positive.
Well, there are a number of them. I've spoken with several and have a couple more to go before we leave the conference here. One in particular, not to just, leave anybody out here, but I think was as fascinating as with John Deere. And this is because in part of their My John Deere system that now has this wireless, like you said, delivery system. Tell me about how you're working with them and what you found with that so far.
It's an incredibly painless process. We just demonstrated how a grower sets it up. It's about a 30-second process on his part. If they've got the relationship with John Deere and the hardware and things, and they say they want to be able to access their data and have it automatically loaded for them in Ag Studio, it's really about a 30-second process. And then after that, they drive the combine, and when they pull the combine out of the field, 15 minutes later, the data flows into Ag Studio, no hands.
Of course, that's assuming the planets align and the internet access component is working that day.
It was a pilot project on hundreds of thousands of acres with virtually no glitch. So I guess the planets must have aligned very well for us.
Well, we call them the internet gods because that's what I totally rely on for my business. But we are finding that with services like what John Deere's doing, you know, what we call the cloud, which I think is almost an overused term in some ways, but still, that is becoming so pervasive, I guess you'd say. It's not that you can get somewhere where you might have a few challenges, but I mean, wouldn't you say that looking ahead, you just see that getting become more stable and better?
Yeah, absolutely. And our model is a server to server model. So we're running the access point on our boxes on a very powerful and well backed up and fat pipe network on it. John Deere is on their side, so there's not very much opportunity for there to be issues between the two systems. If we were doing this connection with it actually being on the laptop of the grower, sitting on their local DSL or something like that, then we would absolutely have a lot more problems.
Well, let's go back to map shots, and I guess at this point Ag Studio is really driving this, but you mentioned today how the company is growing. Just introducing folks here, you've got more staff than a year ago. Just talk a little bit about how the company is doing.
We're doing very well. We had a 5-year projection put together at the time that Pioneer got involved. We've met every one of our projection goals in the process, and the product has really reached. I mean, it was a long time to build the product, but we were doing a lot of other things and a lot of proprietary things with other groups during that time. The actual off-the-shelf product has really got to a state of completion that we're turning from a little away from a software development company and actually going to start going out. We've never marketed our product. Every sale we've had has basically been a word-of-mouth type of a sale. We've now been charged with going out and actively promoting, marketing the product, growing the business even further.
I am glad you have me here helping to try to do at least my little part of that. Thank you very much. So speaking of that, though, we're here in the United States. Are you actively working out outside the borders at all?
No, we're not making any effort to go outside the borders. I mean, obviously, we handle Canada seamlessly, but our hands are full. We have full support for any kind of unit of measure, a system, and everything built into the solution. But we're just not going to put ourselves in a position of slowing down the software development in order to be able to globalize it for different languages and things. It's just our plate's full.
Well, it sounds like you're going to continue to keep busy with map shots, if I understand right today.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, we've executed another long-term contract and keep operating the company status quo. The good news is bringing in somebody else to run the company. Pioneer didn't acquire us because I was good at running a business. and they're going to let me get back to doing what I was better at doing, and we're going to find somebody. Now that we're really into this growth mode, we're going to bring in somebody that can take the reins of the company now and go in that direction.
Well, so obviously growing the business is very paramount now, and as you move forward, just looking ahead, I mean, what's most exciting to you? I mean, if it's that or if there's other things?
I'm really looking to get back. I'm an excellent prototyper. Okay. Special projects. I like going in doing proof of concept type of work, exploratory work. That's really how we got started in all of this, and I'm going to have an opportunity to move back into that vein and get back to doing innovation.
I know you gave a shout out to my I call it Zim Glass, my Google Glass I was wearing today. But so you're at heart what we call an ag nerd, which I'm okay. proudly a member of that okay. group.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
What would you most like your customers who are going to walk away from this conference to know or to think when they think about the conference or think about MapShots?
I'd like them to walk away feeling like they've really hitched their data future to the right star, that they've had the clear indications here that we're going to partner with all the same customers, all the same vendors that they're working with in other parts of their business, and they're going to be able to turn to us for one single seamless integrated solution.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Ted Macy. He has been kind of guiding us through the day here and filling us in on what's new with MapShots and their Ag Studio product. Fascinating stuff. I'm sure there's a lot more to come.
As I said at the beginning, I really enjoyed this conference. Hope to have a chance to go to it again someday, and hope you've enjoyed the conversation with Ted. That is the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.